What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here, your host. And across from me, I have Kevin Harlander with First Light.
That's right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And we are coming to you live from the Running Water Hunting Cabin, where we have been hunting whitetails for the last 3 days.
One of the greatest places ever. This place is the best. So nice to not be in a wall tent. I gotta tell you, it's like 12 degrees outside right now. Very nice to have this fire ripping and some cold beer. Yep. Awesome.
At 78 degrees inside this house right now.
Yeah, we're all flushed. We've had a couple extra beers because you did some damage today on the whitetails.
Yeah, shot my buck today, which is super cool. I don't know, just the whole story is super cool because little Jordan was after him and hit him once. And just kind of low in the brisket, wasn't a fatal shot. And then we'd kind of been playing cat and mouse with him. And then she shot her mule deer. And then we played cat and mouse with him the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. And finally got him 50 yards today. Came in with his doe.
Yeah, that was a great shot. And got some good video of it. And yeah, what a phenomenal deer. He's just an old deer. Cool. Really old deer.
Yeah, he
great
is.
Great character and great story. So it's about time. We've been at it. It feels like longer. We've only been at it for like 3 days, right?
I know. Yeah. But it does. We've been doing kind of long sits. I mean, what, 4 hours in the morning and then kind of getting out there at like 1. We got out there at 1 o'clock today, didn't we?
We did, yeah. The deer have been acting. They've been moving early in the afternoon anyway.
I shot them at 2:30.
Yeah. And all those deer that I saw today too were between like 2 p.m. and 3:30, which is pretty wild. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a little different. But no, so what I thought we'd have you on today for is like kind of talk about some of the First Light whitetail line.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great time.
Yeah. Get some questions on that. I think especially the difference between like the sanctuary and the solitude for the men's. And then I think the catalyst too is like it's a go-to for us anyways, for especially on this kind of later season as it cools down.
Yeah.
The Catalyst is a pretty awesome soft shell system.
Yeah, why don't I run you through kind of the three systems that we utilize pretty heavily. Yeah. The nice thing about the Catalyst system, so these are both fleece lined pants and jacket. They're a great crossover piece for both Western and whitetail. So like I wore them as my sort of next to my base layer in Colorado a couple weeks ago for that third season rifle hunt. They're just bomb proof. I really like the pants and the jacket. You can layer underneath them. You can take them off and get stuff over them too, which is kind of cool. So a lot of times too, I'd be throwing that Chamberlain Puffy over the top of a Catalyst to sit in glass. But like I said, it's a great crossover piece. It also works really well for that like mid season whitetail where you're having like maybe chillier days, but I'm sure you guys have it too, where you can get in the mid 50s or even in the 60s.
Yeah.
And that's just a great system for that because you're not going to really sweat that thing out like you would a sanctuary kit. So on one end of the spectrum, you've got the Catalyst system, great crossover piece, also really good early season whitetail piece. It can creep into the mid season. Like the latest I would wear that, I guess by itself with nothing over the top of it would be like mid October. So it's kind of like what I consider sort of my foundation for a whitetail kit for sure. And then you move up sort of the insulation ladder, so to speak. And the Solitude kit is the new system that we put in 2019. Just an awesome mid-season insulation kit that's both bibs and jacket. The cool part about the bibs is they're really well insulated for like those cold sits. We usually tell folks like the range for the insulation for the Solitude kit is anywhere between like 25 degrees for a low, up into like the mid 40s, even to 50 degrees when it's like pretty brisk. Cool part about that is the bib system works in line with the jacket system. So you've got these like zip up pockets. It's the kitling pass through, we call it. So you basically can go from outside your jacket and hit that little, like almost like a kangaroo pouch on the front of the bibs. So that's something I've been wearing. I wore it in Missouri last week and used it a little bit this week as well. It's kind of like that mid, we basically took, we used to make this thing called the Woodbury. And so that was too close to the sanctuary. So we just kind of, dialed back the insulation just a little bit, but it's still incredibly warm. So you've got 60 grams of insulation in the arms and 100 in the body. So it's super, super durable, super warm. You can bust through the brush in it. It's got that Catalyst front facing fabric, which is pretty tough. So that makes it nice too, when you're kind of going through those river bottoms like we've been going through this week. And that's been a really sort of household kit for myself. And most of the crew that hunts whitetail at our office, which is quite a few people, basically that never leaves the truck. They never lose their bin in the back of their truck. So, and then the sort of the final system that we run, for weeks like this, really, when it's starting to get to the end of November, yeah, early December, you're not in the tree like all day. You're probably pre or post rut. So you're probably doing morning, evening sits. It's still damn cold though. And that's where this extra insulation comes in handy. These things are the burliest pieces we make. So they're not extremely hikeable. Like even if you get into, you know, even like a 10 to 12 minute walk, it's pretty toasty, even if it's cold. So what we implemented in this was a full, in the men's, there's a full zip down from the boot all the way to the hip. And then it also hits, it kind of zips around the back of the butt. The women's is just a full zip all the way from boot to the top of the hip.
Yep.
So that the coolest part about that is like if it's cold, like ass cold,
mm-hmm,
and it's below 20 degrees and there's wind. We had today, I think, probably our coldest day was yesterday, I think.
I would say with the wind.
We probably had like 20 mile an hour winds at times, big mm-hmm gusts, and it was probably like at most 18, 19, maybe 20 degrees. And then north wind was just brutal, but my body was not cold at all.
Mine wasn't either. Like yeah, it, I don't want to say I was dreading it, but you wake up in the morning, it's freaking cold outside and you're like, oh God, this is going to suck just sitting in a tree, but it wasn't bad.
No,
really wasn't at all.
And I think the nice part about that sanctuary kit is if you do have a little bit of a hike, you can always take your jacket off and hike in with it, or, you zip down those pants and you can actually get some pretty good airflow.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing with mine is just like they have that two way zipper. Mm-hmm. So I unzip them from the top down
right. And
it just basically creates vents on the sides.
Yeah. So those are the three kits: Catalyst, Solitude, and Sanctuary. I think what's really crucial and what we've been figuring out, this last kind of go around, we've been on the road for like almost 3 weeks, basically the whole month of November, kind of testing this stuff out. What's really crucial is just your layering kit. So I basically have an early season, mid season, and late season layering kit. And that's where you can wear a Solitude all the way till January 1 and into, late winter if you want.
Yeah.
Obviously if you're going to get like one kit, I think the Solitude is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's so versatile. But if it is going to be brutal cold and you don't want to layer up as much underneath, maybe you spend a little less coin on the base layers and the mid layers and just get that burly sanctuary kit. So I'll just run through really quick what the early, mid, and late layering kits are like, just because it's pretty simple. We've got the wick system, which is kind of what I wear. So anything, when it's hot, everything from early elk all the way to like mid-October, basically I'm wearing wick. So we have boot cut, wick, long johns, which are great.
Yeah,
wear those a lot. And then just a wick long sleeve. I'm actually wearing it right now. That's kind of the foundation of all my layering systems. So that can take you a long way, right? And then when it gets a little colder, I mix in Fuse, which is just a little bit thicker on the top half. And then I also wear our Furnace long johns, which I think are really awesome. They're huge. They're dense long johns. They're definitely toasty. And those things are sweet. And the complimentary piece to that is that quarter zip Furnace top, which is sort of just, if I'm in the mid season, I'm usually going Fuse and then Furnace on the mm-hmm. on the mid layer. And then after that, I'm just, if I'm wearing a Solitude or Sanctuary kit, depending on the temperature, I'm just throwing a Klamath hoodie over the top. And I usually just go long johns straight underneath my bibs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to wear those Catalyst pants, but I'm kind of a minimalist when it comes to stuff on my bottom, just because I usually am pretty active.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously when it gets super cold, that's when I'm mixing in basically Fuse, Kiln hoodies, Klamath hoodies, and then vests too. I think the biggest thing that people miss out on is understanding how heat retains within your body, right? And where you lose it. Everybody thinks it always comes from your hands and your feet and your head, which is true. But depending on your body type, you can lose a lot of heat by not, one, layering properly, and two, housing that heat close to your core. So we have a couple vests that work really well. I like the sawtooth.
Yeah, me too.
You wear that one too.
Yeah.
That's a great all-around piece. Also, the Uncompadre puffy vest is awesome. Mm-hmm. Adds a little bit of insulation. And then I think we even talked about doing it yesterday, but just throwing that Brooks Down sweater underneath the entire kit. So that's been pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yep. I was going to do that this morning and I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't quite do it. It wasn't as cold this morning as as I thought it was going to be. What's the difference between like a fuse and a kiln?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the kiln is just a little bit thicker. The fuse is all merino. The kiln implements a little bit of different construction. It's merino based. Mm-hmm. We also make a kiln in both the QZ and then also the hooded version, which is gotcha. Sweet. And I like to wear that kiln hoodie if I'm going to go like hoodie to hoodie, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Just because the hoods match up nicely with that and the Klamath. So they don't,
gotcha.
We were talking about that today, how like,
yeah.
if you have like three different layers on and it's all hooded, it kind of makes it difficult, but just cause you're like stacking stuff around your neck. So there's, you usually like to go with some crew stuff underneath that, but yeah, the kiln is just like kind of the, an additional layer on top of what we consider just our base layer. So it's a mid layer.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So the Wick hoodie has been like a ultra staple piece for me mm-hmm. this year. I've worn it. I think I have a solid version and then a cypher version. And yep. I've worn them every day this fall pretty much.
I love that piece. We started using those in Wyoming when we were in Montana, when we were antelope hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome because it keeps the sun off your neck too, yep. but it's not hot. And you can really utilize those things whether you're, 90 degrees or 20 degrees. It's a great first layer.
Yeah. Yep, it's really nice. Like I would always, like when we were in the backcountry, I'd sleep in my base layers.
Yep.
And then I would throw my hood on. And even like in the mornings when we, hike somewhere and then stop for a minute,
mm-hmm.
just flip that little light hood up and it like made a world of difference.
Yeah, and it's nice too. It is warm and then it's also cool. That's the beauty of merino wool, right? And you can wear that thing for 2 weeks straight, basically.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you can rinse it in a creek or whatever you want to do, but it really doesn't retain any stink, which is pretty crucial for the backcountry. And then additionally for whitetail too, when you're talking about hiking into a stand and we're complaining about our feet sweating a little mm-hmm. bit. And the nice part about merino is that stink doesn't stay on your clothes. So if you're into, the scent control aspect of whitetail hunting, that's a big plus for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I wore the Catalyst, at least the Catalyst pants every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wore the Solitude today. I got to use that. And then mm-hmm. other than that, I've just been using the Women's Sanctuary
yep.
set.
Yep, yep.
And one thing I really liked about the Solitudes is I do like having the Catalyst pants on all the mm-hmm. time, like having a main pant and then like having the bibs as an over.
Yeah.
Everything else. So I think that's why I really like the Solitude. It was a little bit better for layering, or maybe it just wasn't cold enough for the Sanctuary to need to layer up like that.
That Sanctuary kit is super phenomenal because it is so densely insulated.
Oh yeah, it's warm,
but it's a lot of material. Mm-hmm. Obviously when we make things that are going to keep you warm, there's a reason we're doing that. Much like the Chamberlain jacket, for instance, is like the most down on any hunting jacket on the market. It's just that big. Yeah. So you sacrifice some things there too. And much like the Sanctuary, you're definitely not layering a lot. And that's why I usually go long john to, right underneath that thing.
Yeah.
But then you're kind of hosed if, let's say, you kill a deer and you've got to go track it through the timber or whatever. It's going to get warm when you're walking around. So I usually stash those. But then if you don't have pants on underneath, you're walking around in your skivvies in the woods, which nothing wrong with that. But maybe you don't want to go to town or go to the bar.
Yeah.
So. I just sometimes think that I get bunched up underneath, and with the Solitude, there's enough give there where you can actually get a pair of Catalysts on, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in rubber boots or something that tucks in, for sure.
Yeah. What were you doing, like accessory-wise, gloves?
That's a great question because I was messing around with that for the last 3 weeks. I'm trying mm-hmm. trying to get the thing right. I did everything back in the day from like cutting off the fingers of a pair of leather gloves or just so my shooting hand's free. Like I just hate having the shooting hand with a glove on. So one thing I should mention first before we get into accessories is that if you don't like wearing gloves, and you like using hand warmers, the Solitude and Sanctuary jackets both have this cusp or cuff link basically in the pockets. Mm-hmm. So your hand actually has to push through a little bit. So it kind of houses that heat quite a bit better. So you throw a couple hand warmers in there and you're basically, your hands are on heat the whole time and you're not losing all that heat through an open pocket. Even though the pocket's unzipped, there's a little cuff in there that works pretty good.
Yeah, it's like a quarterback sleeve exactly. or whatever.
Yeah, like, yep, exactly.
Super nice.
So we use that a lot. So what I've been running for gloves is there's two pockets on the front of both these kits, right, on your legs. And one thing I've been learning as I get more and more into the whitetail thing, you know, I grew up doing it a lot, but it was mm-hmm. mostly like you just had a backpack with all your shit in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So now there's some great, great systems within our kits that allow you to kind of organize your stuff. So the two pockets in front, I usually on my left side, I've got a pair of Shale Touch Hybrid gloves. Mm-hmm. And the reason I like those is because it's a full fingered glove. It's also compatible with a cell phone, which is great. It also allows me, like if I'm doing some busting through the brush or whatever, I'm not going to catch anything on those. They're pretty tough gloves. I also like them too for skinning out animals or something. If it is, you know, if you're pretty chilly and you're not wanting to get your merino gloves all messed up, those work pretty well. They're easily washable and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's kind of my mainstay pair of gloves. The ones I wear in the stand all the time are those Talus merino cutoffs. Basically, they're fingerless.
Fingerless, yeah.
Those gloves are sweet because obviously your trigger finger is free. You can utilize your phone or whatever you're working on, maps and such. And they keep your hands pretty damn warm, honestly, which is pretty awesome. And then on the top, we've got a cold weather balaclava that I really like. Mm-hmm. That's what I wore that yesterday and today. And just to cut the wind, it's basically fleece lined and it's really, really killer. Kind of an extra piece that I started carrying for the late season. And then the tag cuff merino beanie as Sweet. Well. Yeah.
I really like that. I don't know. I don't remember what that thing's called. It's like a beanie that has a little brim on it.
Yeah, yeah. Just the brim merino beanie.
The brim. Yeah. Yeah. So I was using that. I didn't know exactly how I'd like it, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, I'm a baseball hat guy. I like wearing trucker hats and stuff mm-hmm. in the stand. And so I usually just pull that hat over the top. But if you like a shorter brim, that's a great hat. It actually allows you to shoot your bow really well, too.
Yeah.
You don't get, some guys get so tight to their chin or to their side of their head, that brim of that hat gets in the way, but that short brim's great for that.
Yeah. And you know, just thinking about, shooting bows too, one thing that all those jackets do really well, I think, and you guys outline it too in the catalyst, is having like a really tapered jacket.
Yep. We call it that shooter's sleeve. Cut.
Yeah.
And it is incredibly awesome because you're not losing out on the ability to layer. So it's still pretty thick by the shoulders, which is where you carry most of your mass anyway. And as you get down into the lower arms, it's sort of tighter to fit. Mm-hmm. So it's not getting in the way of that bowstring, which is crucial, you know, especially on your off shooting hand. I think you're not getting stuff caught up in that. And it's quiet too, which is really awesome. You don't have a lot of extra material, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that bow I'm shooting now has a super short brace height.
Yeah.
And it's like hard to, I mean, it'd be really easy to get too much clothes in there.
Yeah.
Get like kind of on your cables and whatnot.
Right.
So, yeah. And then, so kind of back to accessories, mm-hmm. I think both of us were wearing the cold weather socks.
Yeah, those are new. Just came out. Those things are great.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
It's been really nice. They're a little bit thicker, still merino wool based. I've been wearing the same pair for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I've got like two or three pairs I've been running. And I just dry them by the fire. They're drying right now if you sweat at all, and they're pretty much ready to go, and they don't stink mm-hmm. at all, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
A little bit of a thicker thicker sock, and we've been running rubber boots, insulated rubber boots, which is a different thing. I'm used to hiking in a you know, lace up boot, and you kind of got to change the way you hike a little bit
mm-hmm.
Because they are warm, super warm, and when you sweat they don't breathe that well. So
no, not at all. Yeah, we were just complaining about that. Yeah. Well, pretty much the entire week I'm just like, these things are freaking heaters.
Yeah, you got to remind yourself just slow down a little bit, I think,
when
you're walking in and out, because it's really not that far.
But, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Sweet. So I know you guys have a sale coming.
Yeah.
Coming right up.
It's a big deal. It's really a kind of our final push here towards the end of the year. As far as making sure, I mean, push in the sense of making sure people have what they need coming in the holiday season and things mm-hmm. like that. We've got basically this crazy sale. It's basically 20 to 40% off the entire site. It's going to run for basically a full week starting on Tuesday, which I think is the 20 something. I don't even remember.
Today is the 21st. 25th?
Must be, yeah. 26? So it runs through Tuesday of next week all the way through Cyber Monday.
Cool.
And the Cyber Monday. And there's some really cool stuff on there, obviously. Like there's some pretty deep discounts. Women's gear is going to be 30% off, which is awesome. Fly almost got
you. Dude, I just got right in the forehead.
We've awakened the beast with the heat here. but so anyway, the sale itself is going to run, like I said, next Tuesday through Cyber Monday. Some great deals going on. There's going to be a bunch of influencers and our pro team talking about their favorite pieces across social too. So check that out.
Sweet.
Kind of breaking down the ins and outs. I know it's pretty remarkable that we've got, you know, new items from this last year that'll be on sale too. The Guidelight pants, Uncle mm-hmm. Padre jackets, all those things. Chamberlain puffy pants will be on sale, which is a great, great buy. So just a good chance to kind of get your stocking stuffers and stuff for the holidays coming up. And it's a good chance to kind of get it at a good deal too.
Oh, so. Dude, heck yeah. Well, I think that's pretty much all the questions I had.
Yeah, appreciate
it. But yeah, I've been really impressed with the whitetail stuff that I've used
so far. Great, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. And if anybody has any other questions too, they can reach out
definitely.
At any time. I'm just at K Harlander on Instagram or just Kevin@firstlight.com. Mm-hmm. Happy to help get you guys kitted out and understand the systems better. Cause I think one of the things that people fail at the most is understanding what to buy. Not necessarily needing, you know, everything in the book, obviously, but mm-hmm. There's a few, you know, kind of a minimalist. So there's a few key pieces that I think could really help folks out, especially for Western hunting. And then additionally, when you get into whitetail, you know, maybe you're only hunting in October, so that solitude's going to run you perfect. Or maybe you only hunt a late season muzzleloader hunt here on the ranch and it's like 20 below and that's, mm-hmm. that's sanctuary country. So just let me know. I'll be happy to help.
Cool. Yeah. And kind of to add along with what you were just talking about, like, there's people I talk to that still don't really know what a puffy jacket is.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Just grew up doing different stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they ask, like, you know, I'm going on a high country elk hunt in November, late season elk hunt. What, you know, what piece would you definitely recommend? I was like, dude, get a puffy jacket. You need a puffy jacket. And they don't really even know what it is. So it's really good to, and that's it, dude, it's a sleeping bag with,
yeah, it's like a sleeping arms. Bag for your upper body, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah, cool. Thanks for everything, Kevin.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Yep.